I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox & Roach Realtors. I'm available to help you with all your real estate needs in central New Jersey. Please email me at deb.thevoiceofrealestate@gmail.com. You can also call me at 609-213-1900. Not looking for a home in New Jersey? I can refer you anywhere in the United States. I'm happy to help you. I'm here for you. Sunday morning to you. This is Debbie Lang, the voice of real estate on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey and 920thejersey.com. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday morning, and I want to bring some sunshine into your life. Well, really, to talk to you about solar energy. With climate change being prevalent in the world today, and us needing to preserve this planet, this beautiful planet that we live on, one of the things that I want to make you totally aware of is something called solar energy. You've heard about it. When you drive through neighborhoods, you see solar panels on the roofs of houses. You've heard from your neighbors and friends and colleagues at work that people are making money with their solar panels or saving money. I have someone fabulous in the studio today, somebody who's going to educate you and enlighten you on the latest trends in solar panels. The gentleman in the studio today is Andrew Contrino. He is the vice president of marketing of a company called Green Power Energy. I heard about this company through a very dear friend of mine who lives in Hopewell Township, New Jersey, in Mercer County. Her and her husband did a recent installation of these solar panels, and her husband is a world expert on climate change. So if they entrusted this company to put solar panels on their roof, I had to have them on the show. And my friend, who I've known for more than 27 years, told me all about the advantages. And I was so intrigued by it that I said, you know what? We have to get them here on The Voice of Real Estate. The company is called Green Power Energy. They're a New Jersey solar installation company based out of Annandale, New Jersey. And they've been in operation since 2009, and they have installed hundreds of solar panels across the state of New Jersey. And it is a very interesting topic, and I want to welcome Andrew to the show. Welcome to The Voice of Real Estate.
Thanks, Debbie.
Well, for the layperson out there who owns a home and has no clue and no idea why they should put solar panels on their roof, let's start with that.
Okay, well, if you own your home and you know that you're going to be in your home for at least 5 years and the site is conducive for solar, you should at the very least consider installing solar panels on your house. For your site to be conducive for it, it needs to have good solar access. So you want to take a look and see how close the trees are to your house. And then beyond that, it also has to do with how old your roof is and in which direction your roof is facing. But
what is that? So how should your roof face?
Well, with solar, you can put solar panels pretty much on any side of the roof other than the north side of the roof. So you got to have a roof face with a general southern exposure with not too many trees, and you should have a qualified site for solar.
And how old should the roof be, or what is the maximum age a roof can be?
That's a good question, because we get that all the time. That's a really good homeowner question. I would say that after 15 years of age with the roof, you should consider re-roofing before you go solar. Solar panels will increase the life of the roof, at least for the areas that they're covering. So you don't want to have to put solar panels on and then in a few years have to re-roof. So it's good to just start with a clean slate from the start.
So for the homeowner who's thinking about this very seriously, this question comes up a lot. Should the homeowner put on a second set of shingles if their home, let's say, is 18 years old and they're thinking about it? Or do you recommend that they take off that whole old layer of, usually it's asphalt shingles, and redo it if a house is 18 years old? Should they just really start from scratch, or should they put on that second layer? What's better?
I would just start from scratch and get yourself a new roof. Otherwise, you're going to have too much weight on the roof. But you know, if your roof is under 15 years old and the sunlight's good, you should consider solar if you're going to be in the house for 5 years, at least, I'd say.
So inquiring minds want to know why.
Why? Well, the short answer is solar panels turn the sun's rays into energy and make you money. That's the short answer. But number one, I think that it is the right thing to do. And then number two, which is probably more number one for most people, is it's going to save you a ton of money. So if you know you're going to be in your house for at least 5 years, you in New Jersey anyway, you're going to be in there long enough to meet the return on investment for solar. There's a 30% tax credit. So 30% of the system cost, dollar for dollar, will go off your income taxes. And then there's an incentive through the state of New Jersey called SRECs. And that's spelled S-R-E-C, and that's Solar Renewable Energy Certificates. So basically, every 1,000 kilowatt hours that your system produces, you can get a credit that you can sell for cash. And right now, that's worth like $200. So right off the bat, someone might say, oh, the solar's like $20,000, $30,000, whatever it may be. My electric bill's only like $200 a month. It's going to take me forever to pay this off. But when you consider the tax credit and then the SRECs, the return on houses is actually very short, around 5 years. That's why I say you should be in your house for at least 5 years.
Well, let's talk about financing it. A typical 2,500 square foot home. Let's talk about that. That's your average 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial. What is the cost of the installation?
Well, like I said, you could buy the thing, and the average range we saw last year was like $20,000 to $30,000, or like most people actually finance it. So the actual installation then wouldn't cost you any money out of pocket. And a lot of people have heard of that, and you know, in New Jersey may have been solicited about that, you know, free solar, no money down solar, and that is a real thing, and it does make sense. But it's basically you're just going to be paying for it as you go. To start, most people in New Jersey did solar leases, no money down solar leases. And that was free solar, free installation, and then you paid as you went, usually for like a 20-year term. And basically what that means is you're just going to buy the power from the panels on your roof instead of the utility line at a reduced price. So for a lot of people, that made sense. But since then, solar's become increasingly popular. Big banks have gotten behind it. And so a lot of homeowners will actually pursue solar loans. And with the solar loan, you're financing it usually for a shorter term, 5, 10, 15 years. You're going to get the tax credit and the SRECs, all those incentives which you don't get with the lease. So with that, you can be cash flow positive from day one. So, you know, people say, maybe loan or lease is a bad word for some people, but the fact of the matter is that they will be saving money every month when they go solar for no money out of pocket.
And life happens, and sometimes people have job transfers. Sadly, you lose a spouse and you can't stay in your home any longer, where there were two incomes supporting the mortgage, and people have to sell. What happens when the solar panels are not paid for and you've been leasing it? How does that work when you go to sell your home?
That's a good question. Every finance company is going to be a little bit different. But I think you bring up a good point. If you're a homeowner and you're comparing some no money down solar options, take a look at the transfer of ownership clause. Most of them will have a transfer of ownership to the new homeowner. So you want to make sure that the program's good, that the rate you got locks in, and that there is that transfer of ownership clause. Most of them have it.
But what happens if you sell your home to a buyer who's not interested in having those solar panels on the roof? They don't want the additional debt of paying for lease solar panels.
That's a good question, and that is the worst case scenario of when you do these finance systems, which is something to consider. You know, number one, I would say that the homeowners that are the new homeowners that are coming in, we at least know that they have good enough credit to buy a house, so they could undertake the solar panels, which will save the money. But like you said, it could be an aesthetic thing. It could be simply they don't want that. In that case, you would have to pay the remaining value off.
So when you close on the house, you have to pay the remaining value off. So you lose that money.
You could potentially.
It's potential.
Yeah.
But it's a good selling point for buyers, and buyers don't realize why it's an asset. So let's talk about the dollars and cents. Let's break it down. So if you were to put solar panels on the roof of, let's say, a 2,500 square foot home that has a roof under 15 years, that doesn't have trees shading it, so that you get good sun. Let's say the back of the house is south, all right? What would be the cost of those solar panels, and what would be the advantage? How much in what you call solar renewable energy certificates, or SRECs, what would you be getting monthly?
So it's to figure that out is a little different than just the square footage. It's more how much electricity you use per month.
An average family of four.
I would say the system would cost around $25,000, give or take, depending on the size of the system. It really does vary. But the SREX, it's actually, you're going to have a device on your house that registers system production. So every 1,000 kilowatt hours that your system produces, that average family of four, they might produce 12,000 kilowatt hours in a year from their solar. That's going to be 12 SREX. That program lasts for 15 years. And right now, SREX are worth about $220 a piece. So you're talking about $2,500 in solar incentives every year for hopefully for 15 years. But at least for this year, they're priced at around $220. So
you would get $2,500 back?
$2,500, it's a form of a credit. And then you could go through a company like ours or a brokerage online and sell them. The price of SREX can fluctuate. And a lot of people listening, a lot of people in New Jersey know that. When the SREX program first came out, SREX were worth around $600. But what I will say is the price of solar was 2 to 3 times as much back then. So the ratio of the return, the out-of-pocket expense of the return is still the same, if not better.
So you can sell your solar energy to your neighbors so they can be getting energy? Is that how that works?
You can, but that's actually where some people get confused, because SREX are completely separate from what you use or what you don't use. It's just simply an incentive that's going to pay you for producing solar. It's actually the Board of Public Utilities in New Jersey mandates that the utility companies, JCP&L and PSE&G, they have to produce a certain amount of renewable energy, and if they don't, they pay a fine. So to avoid paying that fine, they buy these credits from solar producers, whether it be a business owner or a homeowner. And that's totally different between what you use and don't use with your solar. It's totally a bonus. With what you use or don't use with your solar is I would call that virtual storage as a concept, but the formal name for it is net metering. So basically, you know, during the day, your solar might produce more than you use. It puts power back into the grid. You'll get credited for that. And then at night, when you pull from the grid, you will take that out of the bank of power that you put into the grid and just pay the net of that. It's called net metering. And that is basically, yeah, you're right. You could power your neighbors. They're not going to have any financial benefit of that. You know, their refrigerator or their utility meter doesn't know if that power came from, you know, the neighbors down the street with solar, from, you know, the coal plant.
It's basically outsourced in a way, you know, to the utility company, because they have to produce that. Now, I've seen houses that have solar panels in the backyard, in the woods. So there's this big solar thing sitting in the backyard, not on the roof of the house. What's the difference between that and what's on the roof of your house?
So that's a ground-mounted system. We do those as well. And we do them a lot out here, actually, like in Hunterdon, Mercer County, Warren County, where there's more land, but really all over the state. And that's just a ground-mounted system. What's good about a ground-mounted system is you can find a place away from the house, and you can actually tilt the ground mounts like perfectly south and at the perfect tilt that your roof might not be conducive for. And that can make for a good return and a really efficient system.
So are you saying people who have smaller lots and lots of woods, you know, shading their backyard, it's not a good idea? If they're not facing south as well.
Well, I think that the biggest concern is the trees. I mean, solar panels have become more and more efficient every year. That we do see some people that will put panels on a northwest roof or a northeast roof. But yeah.
And what's the process, and how long does it take to install?
So the from sign up to installation is about 3 months, and that's. That's typical whether you're dealing with my company or any other company. Really, the range could be at lightning speed, everything goes according to plan, like 6 weeks. And worst case scenario could be, you know, 4 or 5 months. But that's just, that it's very hurry up and wait, so to speak, when you go solar. You pick the right program for you, and then immediately your solar contractor is going to be applying with the utility, applying with the NJ Clean Energy Program for your SREX, submitting permits to the township, all that, acquiring materials and really getting ready for the installation.
So that's why the process takes time.
It takes a little bit of time. You have to get all your ducks in a row and make sure that you get utility approval, and also make sure that the house can handle the solar. You know, as part of our building permit, we get a signed sealed letter from an architect with this stamp on it that says that not only can the solar not only can the roof withstand the weight of solar panels, but also with hurricane force winds and snow loads and all that. So we take all those precautions to make sure that the site qualifies and you can get the permits for installation.
Are you aware of improper installations or problems that have occurred because the precautions were not taken?
I don't know about that. I don't know that you would be able to get a building permit in the state of New Jersey without taking those precautions.
They're very strict.
I mean, in construction, things can happen, but I don't think it's going to be because anything was kind of negligent when it came to the approval process.
And across the country, the best states to have solar panels or where the best incentives are, New Jersey is one of them, isn't it?
New Jersey is one of them. Yeah, the actual number keeps changing. I've seen it as high as 2. I've seen it as low as, I think, 5 or 6 this past year. But yeah, a lot of people don't realize that New Jersey is a really, really great place for solar, and it has to do with these incentives that I'm mentioning. Other states that are good for solar, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., New York State is really big, Connecticut even, North Carolina, Arizona, California, probably some other areas that I'm missing. But
why is it? Why is it just those states? I mean, we have all these states here in the United States. Why is it just those states in particular?
Well, in every state, you're going to get that 30% tax credit, which is the first incentive. That's around till 2019. But in these states that I mentioned, they've taken their renewable energy portfolio, which is basically how much renewable energy they want their citizens, their businesses, their utility companies to produce. They take it seriously and they incentivize it. Like New Jersey, we have the SREC program. In New York State, there's a rebate. In California, I think there's different like feed-in tariffs. You get discounted when you, or you don't have to pay as high of a rate for power when you're producing it yourself, things like that. So those states have made it attractive for their citizens.
And so your utility bill will be zero or credits possibly?
Possibly zero. With credits, really just depends on how big of a system and what your usage is. That all varies.
But typically,
really,
for the average, that's just trying to get an idea.
Typically for the average, yeah. For the average house, you can eliminate 100% of your electric bill with the solar panels, the technology they have today.
And that financing of the $25,000, how much is that per month?
That's a good question. So it I keep saying it depends, but it really does. It's not something that you can just rattle off. Just like if you're going to ask a mortgage guy what the rate is today, you'd
have
to.
That's true.
But usually you can expect it to be right around, if not slightly higher than where your utility bill is right now. And that bill is going to be gone. So we'll count that as savings.
So it's a zero.
Then,
yeah.
Then the SRECs. And then the tax credit. So it's
beyond
zero.
You actually make money.
Yeah. You actually make money. Yeah.
You're actually making money by putting that. And is there anything that a homeowner should be aware of as a negative not having that, other than helping the environment and saving money eventually?
Well, I think it's the precautions that we talked about earlier on. But yeah, the fact of the matter is you will save money if your site is conducive to, you know, to put the panels on your roof. There's different programs to consider. The negatives, yeah, they might be, what if the person that wants to buy your house doesn't want the panels and you're involved in a financing system?
You get them removed?
You could, yeah, but again, you're going to pay for that. So I guess that's really the worst thing that can happen. As far as the systems go, they really are as close to maintenance-free as a technology can be. There's no moving parts or anything like that. We do go on service calls time to time, but it's usually nothing ever with the panels. It just might be a loose wire or something like that. And those are infrequent. So, and you also have system monitoring, so you can sit back and take a look at your iPhone and see exactly what the system's doing. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
So technology has changed all that. It's made it really amazing, just like nanny cams and, you know, Nest, you know, in
yeah.
terms of how does it work with Nest, you know, which is programmable, you know, with the thermostats and all
well,
that.
Well, yeah, you don't really need to program the solar or anything like that. It's just kind of more for your viewing pleasure. And so we have an app that will actually get you into your solar monitoring systems where no matter what panel or inverter brand you went with, you can check out what your system's doing and you can see down to the panel by panel level what your system's doing, which gives people a lot of peace of mind.
Okay, so you said, Andrew, it takes 3 months to get the whole thing going until you can install it. And how long is the actual installation? Do you go in there and do it in a day? Does it take a week to put it on? What's the time when you're on the property actually installing it?
The installation's pretty quick. we could be on an average job. It might take us 2 days, 3 days, maybe with final inspections and scheduling the electrician. They move really quick.
Right. So do you feel that this improves the value of the property? How much do you think it improves the property value?
I think that it improves the property value. Absolutely. I've seen estimates as high as $5,500 for kilowatt installed, which like a 10 kilowatt system then, which is your average one, would be an additional $55,000. That might be a little high though. That was a UC Berkeley study out of California. So it's tough to say, I think, because solar is really just been like a big thing in New Jersey for like 6 years or so. So I think time will tell how much the actual values will increase, but I think that it definitely will increase. It's an asset to the home. It's overall expensive piece of technology on your roof, and it's also introducing the potential for cost savings to the household. So I think that it absolutely does increase the property value.
And I heard that the homeowner who is selling the property can take these SREC credits with them. How does that work?
They can. I mean, technically, they're the owner of the SREC account. So when we talked about what happens when you move, things like that, you can take the SRECs with you or you can leave them with the new homeowner. Really, whatever you decide. I've seen it go both ways, actually.
If the panels are paid for, I can understand that, right? You would take it with you. But then how does the buyer benefit from having those panels on their roof?
Well, the SREC program is 15 years. So let's say you sell after year five, there's still 10 years of SRECs to get. And that's just as simple as calling up NJ Clean Energy and changing the account ownership.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Just like a utility company.
Yeah.
And again, the average SREC could be about $2,500 a year?
The average SREC right now is about $220 in New Jersey.
A year?
Per SREC.
Per
one SREC that you produce.
The average SREC you will produce on an average 2,500 square foot home is what?
So one SREC is 1,000 kilowatt hours, no matter how big the house is. SREC income for the whole year on that average house right now, let's say they produce 12 of those a year at $220. I guess that's, what's that, like $3,000 almost?
Yeah, $2,500 to $3,000 a year.
Yeah.
So I was about right with that. Okay.
For total,
without a calculator. We figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. See, I don't know what 1 kilowatt hour means.
I know.
What does that mean?
It's not
is that the light
language
on in the kitchen? What does that mean?
Well, that's a good question. So if you see a system that's producing 1,000 kilowatt hours or 1,000 watts in real time, for example, which you'll see all the time, I mean, it might go up to 5,000 watts. Like, for example, a 60-watt light bulb on for 1 hour is going to pull 60 watts.
Okay.
So when a system's producing several thousand watts at its peak or several hundred watts at its peak, you can use that to kind of to reference it.
Do you think if Thomas Edison was alive today, he would understand what you're talking about with these kilowatt hours? Because the average homeowner and the average layperson out there doesn't.
Thomas Edison would absolutely know about kilowatt hours.
And he's from New Jersey.
We're not too far from where
he was. He was from New Jersey.
Actually.
Yeah. We're not too far from where he was, right? So, the average homeowner, it's just like when they talk about gigabytes, and you purchase gigabytes when you purchase a phone plan with data. What does that mean, really? How many emails does that mean? So that means like, what does that mean? Does it mean having all the lights on in your house? You know how when mom and dad say, turn off the lights, you're wasting electricity? It's that kind of thing. You have to understand what that means.
What's the quantity? Well, I wouldn't worry then too much about what the kilowatt hours is. I think that the easier thing for homeowners to understand is what's the dollar amount savings. And there is a direct relationship between the cost of the kilowatt hour and what the dollar saving is. So just think of it this way. If you had a $300 a month electric bill and you had a good enough roof for it, your electric bill would then be zero with solar. That's the way that you should look at it.
And you have a very interesting solar farm in New Jersey, don't you? Your company does.
Yeah, we do. And that's kind of I think one of the unique things about our company. We're in Annandale, New Jersey, directly adjacent to the Annandale stop on the NJ Transit line, which is where Hunterdon Lumber was, Warren Lumber was, if anybody's familiar with that area of Hunterdon. Anyway, the owner of my company, Richard Muir, his development company, Muir Development, developed what was that lumber site into what we now call the Village Green at Annandale. And that's where our office is. That's where we have some townhomes, apartments, and it's powered by our 322 kilowatt, or to put it in layman's terms, 1,400 solar panels out there in the field. And that totally powers us and the tenants that we have in the community. And so that makes us a green community. Not only do we sell solar, but we have it ourselves. We've reached the return on investment on that system, and now we're getting tens of thousands every year from SREC. So I think that my boss agrees that it was a good move. It made him money. He can charge his tenants a reduced rate of electricity and still make money off of the thing in addition to the SRECs. And there's not one person that comes to our office and sits in our conference room and sees that isn't at least impressed that we're doing things the right way and we're not just pushing this on people.
You're practicing what you preach.
Practicing what we preach,
yeah. With passion, the three Ps.
Yes, I think so.
And it's also great for commercial. And I understand that there's a quicker return on your investment, you know, due to the depreciation schedule that's available to commercial.
Exactly
property.
Right. Yeah, so we keep talking about homeowners. But if you're a commercial building owner as well, you should at the very least get a quote on solar for your business and see if it can help you. Really, I think the bigger question is not, should I go solar? Is it the right thing? It's more, do we have the tax appetite to take advantage of that? And if the answer is yes, then you should go forward with it. The return on investment for businesses would be like 3 to 4 years in New Jersey. So think about that 15-year SREC program. The panels will last 30 years and you get your money back year 3 or 4. It's really a no-brainer for business owners.
A total no-brainer.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with schools, too. I've seen it on properties, big parking lots. They're converting the parking lots for
Yep, you can do the carports.
Schools.
We've done carports as well. We did the carport for the Highland Park Municipal Building, and it's a good use of parking lot space.
So if somebody was to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Andrew, to investigate a free estimate if this is the right thing for them?
Well, they can easily go to our website, which is greenpowerenergy.com, and we have contact forms just about on every page there, and you can fill that out and get in touch with us that way. Or you can call the main office line basically till 10 o'clock at night. I think we've got people answering the phone, and that's 908-713-9055. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, everywhere. So,
and the geography of where you go all over New Jersey. Do you also go into Pennsylvania and New York?
We do the entire state of New Jersey, and we're starting to do more and more installs in eastern Pennsylvania.
That's great. I really, really appreciate this information. It is so informative. Our listening audience is enlightened by the content, and it's a wonderful company, and I really, really thank the Millers who recommended you guys. They're very happy now. They paid for it up front. They have beautiful solar energy. They really believe that this is something that's really, really necessary, that things are changing and we have to go with the times. So, Andrew, thank you for being on The Voice of Real Estate.
Thank you, Debbie.
It's great to have you. Andrew Contrino of Green Power Energy. I am Debbie Lang, The Voice of Real Estate, here on Fox Sports, 920 The Jersey and 920thejersey.com. Go out and make it a beautiful green day. I'll see you next week at 9.
I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Fox and Roach Realtors. As a 5-star award-winning professional for over 25 years, I can help you with all your real estate needs. Whether you need to sell your home or want to buy a home, call me to find out why now may be the right time to make a move. My number is 609-213-1900, or you can email me at deb, the voice of real estate, at gmail.com.